Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Ooh, hey. Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common, you know how we do, you know what I mean? Screwball Radio, get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo. And I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef. Rest easy, KL Hostel.
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Powell Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wind Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball Radio. Who hand? Screwball Radio, episode 151. What's going on?
I'm good, my brother.
Episode 141 on the way. Happy to be in the building just for this wonderful Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah. Big up our brother, Black Poet. He overseas right now, tearing some stages down out there in Paris.
Yeah.
Thank my brother.
Yes, sir, man. Represent for the DK very well.
Definitely. And I want to say rest in peace to the 45 King. I want to say rest in peace to a graffiti legend, Tracy 168, Wild Style, BX representative. And, of course, I want to show my love and support for one of our brothers, Royal Flush.
Yeah,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying? He's definitely a staple in this hip-hop. He's definitely a staple for New York, Queens governor.
Yeah, man, That was a shot right there, man. But I'm glad that everybody within hip-hop is really showing their support. And every hour that I'm actually tuning in, it's going up an extra $1,000 for their GoFundMe goal. So hopefully he can reach that goal and, you know, he can get the support and treatment that he needs to overcome this fight. But we got you behind, man. We with you, brother.
Yeah, for those people listening, you know, you could head over to his page or go to the Screwball page and you can see the link to go, you know, support and make a donation towards his recovery.
Yes, indeed, man. So that's the information right there for those who want to go up there and send your donations, share the GoFundMe. feel free to chip in, whatever, man. We can't lose another one of our pioneers because, you know, it's been a rough couple years anyway. So send our prayers and thoughts to Royal Flush, family and friends on the behalf of Schoolboy Radio.
For sure, for sure.
Yes,
what's
man,
going on out there, E?
Man, it's been a crazy, crazy week, man. I like every time I'm thinking that we don't have nothing much to talk about, there's a lot to talk about, man. Like, there's, we know we heard about the billions and billions of dollars that, you know, the president said that he's going to send on behalf of these wars going on in the Middle East and going on with Ukraine. And it got a lot of people feeling a sort of way now. And I'm pretty sure that people, they shared a lot of your sentiments because you've been vocal about your sentiments about why they sending all this support overseas, but nothing here. And you can see clearly the results of what's going on in the backyard. It's just bad.
I mean, you know, they got to make themselves look good to the foreign people, but, you know, to their own people, they're just trying to tax them. You know?
Yeah.
They taxing us so they could give it to them. And the funny thing about it is I saw, you know, United States donated some money to Palestine. But I also saw they donated over $1 billion to Israel. Which lets you know right there who they really, who they funding. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's an equal love for every country, why didn't both countries get the same amount? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Why would you give one more than the other? That's like having kids and you give your kid $10 and you give your other kid $5. That shit ain't right. And he looking at him like, why he get more? I thought we was the same. So he looked at all of us the same.
Yeah, and a lot of people are looking at it too, because things are based off the turmoil that's happening in their own country. And I want to, first of all, send a shout out to 19 Keys. You know, he's in Raleigh, North Carolina. He's doing a big event out here. I was going to show up out there, but I had a lot going on. But he did a tweet, you know what I'm saying, criticizing the direction this country's going. He said here, the administration is giving $100 billion to the state of Israel, $75 billion to the Ukrainians, $100 million to the victims of Palestine. Meanwhile, in the United States, inflation is skyrocketing, still housing crisis, workers on strike, market recession, AI stealing jobs, worker strikes everywhere. 2 weeks to... Okay. But that's what he said right there. He said America is more divided than ever.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I mean, I don't know if you've been to... you know, I went to a McDonald's and I had to order on a computer instead of ordering with someone that works there. So they're trying to, you know, eliminate the workforce by having all this technology. And I'm sure you see it when you go to your local supermarkets or your local hardware like Lowe's or Home Depot, and you know, you could self-checkout and nobody there. Mm-hmm. They might be checking you to see if you're stealing, but for the most part, you know, there's no one there to help you. And, you know,
right.
Some things accept cash, others don't. So right there lets you know that they're trying to do away with the dollar. They want you to pay with credit or they want you to pay with debit. But it's just crazy, man. It's just crazy, you know, how they doing things.
Yeah, especially with the way things are changing so fast. And I've heard, too, that a lot of these millionaires and billionaires, they withdraw all their assets and money from, I think it was one of these banks. So I gotta look that up real quick. Somebody sent me that before I went on the air. But they probably know something is coming. So, you know, these banks been crashing all year.
For the most part, you know, banks is, you know, like an investment thing. You know what I'm saying? So you put your money in there. But once you put your money in there, you know, technically it's their money now, because they're going to borrow from it. They're going to add interest to it. And it's your money. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, it's better to, you know, be smart with your money. If you're going to put your money in anything, you know, try to put in something that's generating money other than just sitting. Even though in your bank account the money sits and it might grow 1%, you know what I'm saying, over a year's time. But at the end of the day, you know, they just trying to control the narrative, and we're just puppets. We're just puppets being played.
Yeah, they withdraw like $84 billion. They withdraw like $84 billion as a whole. There's a lot of these millionaires there. They exited J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, and Citigroup in 3 months as depositors take flight. Huh.
I mean, you know, if the market ain't right, why are you gonna leave your money in?
Moving that, the more money you have, like Martin Stewart is.
I mean, the more money that you have, the more money they borrow from you. You know, I don't really keep money in my bank. You know, I keep my money in there if I'm paying bills, but for the most part, I don't keep my money in there.
That's not the wise thing to do these days.
You just gotta be smart, man. You gotta be smart with your money. And it's just something that you gotta watch for, man, because the news don't look promising. The news ain't looked promising for the last 4 years.
You know how bad it's gotten, bro? It got bad to where you literally have to dig for good news. And most likely that good news is probably something simple as like a cop saving a cat from a tree or something.
I mean, the only good news I've heard is, you know, sports is starting up again. You know what I'm saying? NBA starting up. You know, football started. You know, that's about the only positive thing that I've heard, you know. And since I just said sports, I heard that Joel Embiid wants to come play for the Knicks. I think that would be dope. You know,
now, that'd be interesting. That'd definitely be interesting, because at the end of the day, the Knicks is considered a rough and tough team. Like, they need to bring the big man era energy back. Anytime we associated the New York Knicks, we associated them with being the beast from the East.
I mean, you know, the league ain't like it used to be. It ain't as aggressive as it is. You know, if I put a finger on you or even my nail touch you, they calling a foul. You know, back in the day, you could throw an elbow. Yeah, you could throw an elbow or a shoulder back in the day and not get called foul for that shit. For real, man.
About that old NBA, man. Niggas used to get ragdolled all over the court. They had to eat that. They couldn't cry to the ref.
Nah, you just balling, man. You just balling. You know, it's just it's the game. But you know, NFL been crazy.
Oh yeah,
a lot of upsets. You know.
Oh yeah, man. A lot of my friends who are Patriot fans, they're not really optimistic this year. They're going to have to wait this out.
Yeah, you know that. You know, ain't nothing good over there.
y'all gonna have a long road.
Yeah, tomorrow the Giants play the Commanders. See how that goes. The Bills play the Patriots tomorrow. You know the Bills gonna come out on top with that one. The Chiefs and the Chargers tomorrow. But I do want to touch on this.
Mm-hmm.
The motherfucking Jets beat the Philadelphia Eagles last Sunday.
They with a 3-3 record.
Yeah, everybody been counting out the Jets, man. But the Jets beat, you know, they beat the Broncos 1 week. They beat the Eagles last week.
Thinking that's having to do with showing heart, man, because they're not letting what happened to Aaron Rodgers defeat them. Like, you got to keep this thing moving.
Yeah, for real. For real. You know? But next week is going to be the Jets and the Giants. You know, big up to New York. That's going to go down. I guess the Jets got off week. Yeah, the Jets is off this weekend, so. They need that rest.
Of course, the Cowboys fans, they boasting. They think it's going to be their year again.
Cowboys?
Yeah, the Cowboys fans, they think it's going to still be their year again.
Trying to see what their record is.
Yeah, they doing solid so far, but we know how the story go, man. Come November, it's more of the same.
Hold on. Cowboys. I mean, Cowboys just is second place, man. They 4-2 right now. Eagles are still up over them. You know, the Giants looking bad out there. Damn, what's up with your Carolina team, man? They looking terrible.
That's why I was quiet. I was hoping, shit, we might have to chase up this way.
Oh my goodness, 0-6. They would have to win every game in order to be a contender, and that ain't going to happen.
Hey man, funny thing, bro, I did this, man. I tweeted the Carolina Panthers. I said, we need to get Kaepernick or something. We gotta turn this around. This is awful.
What happened to them, man?
Man, the coaches, man. We just bad coaches. We let go of a lot of key players in the rebuilding process. And this is the result.
Damn, they ain't even nowhere near 500. They 000. Damn, they bad.
Oh, We in the 0%. Games aren't even selling out.
That's crazy. And that's like the biggest thing in North Carolina besides college basketball is the Panthers, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, besides hockey.
Yeah.
You know, you got your hockey team, but.
Yeah, the Panthers, man. Yeah, the Panthers have been one of the staple men out here. And when they almost won the chip years ago, we was ready for a party. Because, you know, when we had Cam Newton and them, they was leading the charge. We was thinking, damn, this is going to be it right here, because we had it before when we went against the Patriots in 03. I was thinking this is going to be it here, but we ain't been the same since.
Yeah, that's horrible, man. That's horrible. But I know, you know, baseball right now, baseball is crazy.
Oh, yeah, the World Series is coming up, right?
I mean, yeah, you only got a couple teams that's left, you know. You got Texas going at Texas. You know, the Rangers and the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
And you got the Phillies and the Diamondbacks. But the series is tied. So Houston leads the Rangers 3-2. So it looks like Houston might be going back. If Houston wins tomorrow, they're going back to the World Series.
Boy, they're going to throw a ball if Houston make it again. Because I know it was crazy last year. I mean, they won last year, right?
Yep.
Okay, well, they won last year. Okay. So, yeah, they're going to turn up out there, boy.
Yeah, they've been putting in pain the last couple of years. You know, Yankees is out of it. The Mets are out of it. Down to these last four teams.
Yeah, so this thing gonna go back to the South probably most likely.
I mean, you know, hopefully it's you know, Philly gets to bring it to the East, you know. I'll rock with Philly.
Yeah. Yep.
It might be Philly and it might be the Phillies and the Astros.
What do you think is going to be your prediction? Are we going to put this on Schoolball Radio? Who do you think is going to be the... What's going to be your prediction?
What you mean? Who's going to take that chip?
Yeah.
Between Houston and Phillies?
Yes, sir.
Oh, man. It's kind of hard, but, you know, like I said, man, I'm going to rock with the Phillies. Hopefully the Phillies take that, bring it back to the East. Even though, you know, Phillies is a National League team, but I got family in Philly, so I'm a rep for Philly. But I just want this preseason to be over. I want the NBA to start. Had this preseason over. This preseason shit don't count.
It's like pickup games. That's basically what it is. Pickup games.
Nah, they need to just skip over this shit and get to it. I think the season don't start until after the World Series. Probably sometime in November. That's when the real season start.
And I'm thinking this is going to be a very interesting season because the NBA has been on point for the past couple of years. Especially when you got these young teams coming in. They're coming in with a new aggressive approach.
I mean, yeah, you know. There's a lot of good teams out there. A lot of good teams out there. Some teams I want to look at, see how they do, but you know, Damian Lillard going to the Bucks. You know, I said this last week, Chris Paul going to Phoenix. No, Chris Paul going to Golden State. My bad. And you know, big up Andre Iguodala. He retired after 19 seasons. Four championships.
Definitely big up to him. And now one of the biggest hypes of the NBA now is, of course, you know, the Lakers, because, you know, they're the marquee team. And people are wondering, like, is LeBron going to take it? Is he going to go hard this year?
I mean, shit. If they wanna see anything, they gotta go hard. He gotta go hard. But at the end of the day,
you know, as much of a as much as a great player he is, you know, he's not Jordan. I hate making the comparison. I hate, you know, but you know, Jordan playing, Jordan going, Jordan making sure his team going to the playoffs, making sure his team going to be in the finals, you know, because he'll take over the game. You know, like I know, LeBron don't be taking over games. He just be playing and be wanting that supporting cast to do their part, which is, you know, it is a team sport, but sometimes you got to put that shit on your back and just ball out, you know? Just like Kobe used to do. Kobe used to do the same thing. He's like,
yeah, Kobe's
team ain't
just,
hitting, I'm Kobe.
Yeah, Kobe's just another version of Michael Jordan. If anybody is to be compared to Michael Jordan, it's Kobe Bryant. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
For real.
That's what's missing.
For real, man.
That killer drive that he had. Because, you know, if LeBron would have developed that killer drive, he wouldn't let his team get mopped up like that, especially in your hometown by the Nuggets.
I mean, they just defended that whole shit wrong. You know what I mean? They just defended that wrong. And that's why that turnout was like that. You got a big man like, what's his name, who could bang from the three, and you putting all your players on him and leaving other people open. You know what I'm saying? That's why that happened.
Yeah, you going to one guy, focusing all one guy. Everybody else
throwing
two threes on him.
Yeah, you double teaming one guy, triple teaming one guy. You leaving three guys open. That ain't a good look.
And around that time, I was watching that game at my cousin's house. My cousin, he's a heavy gambler. He was gambling on that game heavy. He was betting at least about a good 300. And he was like damn near ready to kick the TV screen. That nigga was yelling. He was like, "Man, why y'all can't go on the motherfucking three?" I'm like, you know when cats bet money, they get real passionate, right? So this dude was like, he was seething in anger. Like every time they hit a three.
I mean,
like,
you know.
That 300 gone, dog.
Yeah. He might as well just turn the TV off, kid. Turn the TV off, go grab some playing cards and go play some fucking Texas Hold'em. Go play some poker. Go do something else, man, because that 300 gone.
Hey, look, man, look. Well, you know when you're around a nigga that bet big money and he lose, you don't hear from him for about a good month.
He got to recoup, man. He got to recoup that loss. and he, you know what I'm saying? He don't want to hear nobody say nothing about it. He don't want to hear nobody be like, damn, you took a hit. You know, so out of sight, out of mind, he pop up back when he got some little money in his pocket again. I'll tell you one thing. You know, I would bet Poet here and there on certain games. And I think I only beat Poet once. Poet done scraped me like a bunch of times. I won't bet against Poet.
He got that lucky draw.
I mean, and we ain't betting for no paper either. We betting on push-ups and putting push-ups on that shit. And yeah, I had to do a few push-ups a couple times. You know what I'm saying? A couple times, little 50 cent on the push-ups. You know, word.
Especially, I know it had to be a situation where the team you was betting for had a real commanding lead. And all of a sudden, the shit just collapsed and Poet went. Nah. It's just, you know, oh, who you going with? Oh, I'm going with them, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I pick whoever I'm going with. And, you know, we ain't looking at stats. We not looking at shit like that. We just saying, who you going for? What you got on that? You think they going to win? Yeah, I think they going to win. But what you got on it? I bet you 50 push-ups they don't win.
Right.
I bet you 50 push-ups they win. And boom, I got to give up 50 push-ups. Word up, man, you know? How do people out there gamble? Anybody listening? When you with your peoples, how many times have you lost betting against your people?
You asking me?
Just anybody out there listening too. You know what
I'm
saying?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I took some L's. I remember the biggest L I took when I was betting the Tyson and Lewis fight. I took the biggest L there.
I mean,
he didn't want to bet against Mike.
You talking about Lennox Lewis?
Yeah, I bet at that fight.
I mean, Lennox Lewis had the reach.
And he had that reach. He was just toe-tagging Mike, and I was like, man.
Yeah, if
this ain't going like I expected.
Any of the fights Mike Tyson had, anytime it's with someone that's got a long reach, you know, he usually lose that. You know what I'm saying? Holyfield had the more of a reach. Buster Douglas had more of a reach. Lennox Lewis definitely got more of a reach.
And that was a heartbreaking loss, man. My pocket got hit heavy. And I didn't want to put my face for 2 weeks.
I ain't no boxing expert, but I definitely would have bet on Lennox Lewis, all because of the reach. Because, you know, Tyson is an animal, and he's going for body blows. And, you know, you ain't somebody like Lennox Lewis. It's going to be hard for Mike Tyson to connect with one of them uppercuts or haymakers that he be throwing. Because Lennox Lewis ain't trying to go blow for blow.
He going to box you.
Yeah, he going to keep you at bay. He going to keep you at a distance. And he know that them long-ass arms is going. You know, you might bob and weave one or two swings, but that jab coming in soon, you know?
Yeah, we was going by faith or resume that day because we saw what we was hoping for the old Mike to come back. You know, the Mike that we saw as Kid Dynamite. You know, that was really explosive. We was hoping for that one. But you know, reality sank in when the bell rang. And I was like, all right, he's a little slower now. He's probably high. But he just had me hyped just off the promotion alone. He said, I want to eat your heart. I want to eat your children.
I mean, you know, that's the warrior talking.
Yeah.
That's the warrior talking, but once you in the ring, ain't no talking.
Yeah, he found out.
Ain't no talking.
The hallway.
Yeah, ain't no talking in the ring. Ain't nobody talking in the ring. They just trying, you know, pound for pound, you know?
Facts. Yeah, man, I'm stuck on boxing, man. Yeah, I'm going to tell you this too, man. Like, you know, while we talking on boxing, man, you know, Showtime ended this deal with boxing, so they're no longer going to be showing any fights. They ended their 35-year partnership with any of the boxing promotions, so they're out of the fight business. So right now, a lot of the promoters are looking at different streaming sites to air fights now.
I mean, but at the end of the day, that's what everything is doing. You know,
mm-hmm.
If you look at any sports going on right now, sometimes you might catch, like, even with wrestling,
You know, you might catch mm-hmm. regular wrestling on, you know, whatever it's TNT or Fox 5 or, but when it comes to the big, fights and the pay-per-view kind of things, it's always on like Peacock where you got to stream it. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? So, and same with baseball, you know, sometimes it was on, sometimes the Yankee games was on Apple TV or it was on, another streaming, you know, another streaming site that you can get off the Fire Stick and it's not on your regular, you know, YES Network, you know what I'm saying? So eventually, you know, broadcast TV might be out of the way, and not everybody uses cable. Not everybody got cable in their crib, so they use streaming services to watch their sports and watch their movies and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a new way to market, a new way to earn. You know, so these companies could earn while you streaming on their site.
Yeah, man, it's just a new way of, you know, what they would consider evolving with the times, because people, unless you're like a Floyd Mayweather or somebody with a big marquee name, they're not going to drop $50 on a fight no more.
Nah, for sure they not. And like I said, a lot of people don't have cable no more. A lot of people don't want cable. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So Showtime is a cable thing. And not everybody got cable. Most people stream through Netflix. They watch sports through Netflix, you know?
Yeah, on top
of
that,
I know
that,
we
got to
give the people, we got to give the people
gonna
some
say
of
that
this
too.
Music.
Definitely, bro. Definitely, bro. We're going to give them that. We got to give them that fire for real. So anybody
yeah,
want to call in? Call number 516-531-9596. We about to hit y'all with some heat right now on Schoolball Radio, episode 151. Let's go.
Let's go.
Man.
Unacceptable Babbage, can't tell these rappers apart. They like lettuce and cabbage. Get ready for Sackman Savage's Monster Gang Massacre. Still, just give me the keys and I promise not to crash the whip. Fill it up with gas and shit. Yes, I will flash a bit. Bag some chips, but I promise not to pick up no average bitch. Other than that, I'm with the ratchetness and the ratchet shit. Click, clack, what's happening, nigga? Some may say I need to clean up my license first. I ain't talking about that kind of whip, but this shit, I am perfect. I am the real future, not the designer version. These days, if you fly, niggas do with no kind of bird shit, herb shit. I ain't hating, I'm saying they got this shit looking like some kind of circus. Buried the real underground, somehow I unearthed it, fire burning, I'ma learn them. Even the poor pay attention, classes in session. Think how to buff shots with an accurate Smith & Wesson. How to bring ruckus and rock them and slip past detection. Keep all original guns and my clappers get your reps in. Glorify niggas who horrify corners wide for the crop. We need soldiers, there's a war in sight. Bad back, stiff neck and all, I was born to fight. Rock, I am diamond in the rough, you niggas moist tonight. Enjoy the ride.
You like this Trump shit done crossed the line.
Y'all been lied to, they been crossed the line. Y'all was fine with it, nah, niggas. Stop bitching, you was born to die. Bring all the live animals that sick niggas porcupine. Shooters and students in tune with it. Fall in line, they got soldiers and scholars. Where the fuck is yours and mine? We it, so be it. No religion gon' save you. They played you. Okay, Duke? I'm here to say to you this shit ain't over. Knew I was a problem from the time they heard it slow. I'm on a different timeline, infinitely slower. A year for you to stay for me. That's why I look so young. Come and rap with your boy, smoke some. When that smoke come, have that same energy, smoke some. And it's fuck po-po, but I know it's up. They gon' jump sides and roll with us, trust me. They know this shit fast, and they pay the niggas shit now. We get they shit split when shit get down till they get down. Just look at the White House, every day another nigga like, fuck this, I'm out. Matter of fact, fuck this, I'm out.
D-Will, get it done!
Hold up.
God damn. This whole go, I ain't lying. Read this bitch go right here. I've been waiting a long time to rock to one of these Lost Professor beats. You know what I'm saying? Big fan. Back on the block with my brothers Paul and Term. Round two, let's get it, baby. Hey. Wake up in the morning thinking the world is mine. Living in a house this big with a girl is fine. Ride around in a car that costs more than an Ivy League education. I don't sip Starbucks, I make them. Assalamu alaikum to the gods. Middle finger up to the fraud. Stick my middle finger up in your broad. You a sucker with a gangster facade. I'm the dealer pulling your card. No holds barred, I go so hard. Put me on a beat by Large Pro. I spit a verse that left a dent in Paul Garage though. But what you expect when you beckon the OG? I reckon I get to record 6 footers down to 4'3". None of it done low-key. I brought day you, you know me. Where I see you is where I'ma lay you. On the ground screaming out, somebody help me. It's Bun, Paul and Term on production from LP.
I stay true from the womb to the tomb. Married to the grind, we the bride and groom. My cup full like the moon, full of war and moon. Lift my nuts on your chin, but I'll be back soon. Don't assume that we the same, you must be high like noon. Inhaling balloons to think that you can make me gloom. Feel real life bonds, not just on Zoom. Rest in peace, Pimp C and MF Doom. Make room for the slab, I'm about to park it. Drink stained carpet, don't get me started. Got greens like the farmer's market, let's go spark it. I got goals for the squad and we right on target. It's uncharted, the final destination. Pardon me, I drive slow, please be patient. With Bun B and Large B in the rotation. Terminology in the equation, it's the powwow paper.
I'm at the blue note, counting blue notes. Pit blue nose, karate flip quick through a brick like judo. Hopping out the whip, pseudo, Bobby, you know. Moving through the act, now we trapped through the two row. We all got classics, depend who you asking. I be doing anything my pen can imagine. Autobiographic, kings of this rap shit. The hard cold of assassins. My expertise, show you how to get this cheese. They know I'm the main source, I got extra bees. Slam the door in your face, no respect for these. Eloquently, I take it to the next degree. It's the triple OG, slab guard and me. So many goats in the room, they can hardly breathe. If you see me in the garden, pardon me. I'm doing my thing, as you should be doing the same.
1, 2, 3, the best that ever did it. Got my brother Paul to the right, turn to the left. Wild paper turning up.
fire in my eye, pistol in my sock, money on my mind, shot in front of slot. Love, love, envy and the hate, it's a vibe, to survive, do a die, and end why I'm solid. Fire in my eye, pistol on my sock, money on my mind, shot in front of slot. Love, love, envy and the hate, it's a vibe, to survive, do a die, and end why.
Fly like that all day through this bitch. Say that too. Just to get your fingers hot. Hey, man. Bunk shades under moonlight. Knock a bitch if the moon right. On the blade, I'm the butcher, wish a nigga would. Benny, my nigga, don't get it misunderstood. Bottom bitch was Dominican, moved to the Bronx. They said that's where they started hip-hop. You know I'm all about the roads. Ain't no orthodontist, but I drill through the canal to get to the truth.
You know I had to lie about it. Firebird, Thunderbird, I had to fly about it. To get to the proof, I had to climb a mountain. It ain't no way about it. Look, my only way. My only way about it. I had to spray about it. Look, I had to pray about it. Ain't no way that I ain't solid.
Man, I should have took my ass to college. That was too basic. So I took it to a new degree. 1200 for the lime vines down Shabuya. 99-cent white shoe polish for the shell toes with the blue fat laces. Yeah, now the company shell like snail clothes. Donatello with the stick, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle moving swift. Where the hair goes, Splinter is questionable.
Fuck a hood rat, we Slindale Melrose. I'm with a Aussie bitch, she from Melbourne. Everything player, yes, airborne. She kinda old, yeah, she smell like Liz Claymore. I'm finna blow up like a Claymore. Grew up on Fig, pimpin' like Rudy Ray Moore. Should I say more? What?
Nigga sound better on mute. Jesus Christ in the flesh. Get fish, break bread. Put a ticket on Judas' head. Give him some Sudafed, it won't do him no use. 4 footprints in the sand when I walk. Sold out crowd in the stands when I talk. Grew up in the church, I was baptized. They'll still blaspheme at the blink of an eye. Walk by faith and not by sight. I mean, really, all lies on me. Niggas might as well call me 3-Pac. No biggie.
R.I.P. Pull up 5 series, no sillies. Off that Lil Wayne, no sillies. Off that money on your head, I'm in a Bentley. If it's up to me, I'm sipping Remy. Yeah, I feel like Tommy Buns and Belly. Shit got tricky, had to powder coat the Chevy. Bathroom, pot on my nose, that shit was heavy. I don't think you niggas ready.
Intermission, that's breakfast for the pros. It's 5:47 in the morning, shout out to Glow. Moment of silence. Yo, y'all know I was fathered by the bastards. Kept honor amongst the bandits, everything scandalous. Found the pleasure in the pain and the cut, getting band-aids. Stay dangerous, it's a mandate killer.
We're at Screwball Radio. Another Saturday night.
Buddy. That's that fire right there, man.
Yeah, for real. I mean, you know, Screwball Radio, You ain't playing that fire. You know what I'm saying? We don't play none of that bullshit. We don't pretend to like shit. That shit is whack. That shit is whack.
It ain't making the cutting floor.
Nah, you know what it is, man.
Nah, it ain't making the cutting floor at all, man. We still pumping that line. We pushing that line for the dope shit that's coming through the airways. We playing our part and keep the hip hop alive.
Oh, for sure. You know, and you know, for those people out there who make music, you know, I listen to everything. If it comes across my radar, new artists, up and coming artists, whatever it is, I'm going to give it a listen. But if it ain't what it's supposed to be, we not playing that shit here on Schoolboy Radio. You know, shout out Rashid Chappelle. He got one of the hottest albums out right now. Definitely appreciate that album. Appreciate him coming on the show.
Yeah.
You know, shout out to my man Bo Fats, producer from overseas. He been dropping little singles. He got an album that's coming out. Tales from New York City. Tales from the Rotten Apple. A lot of artists on that album. A lot of dope records coming out of that album. You know, of course, Long Street's got a dope album out right now. My man John Jiggs releasing a new album, Jigonometry 2. For those that's up on Jiggs, go check him out.
If those who don't know, you know, if you're a fan of him, Jim Jones and he dropped the members of Bird Gang 2.0.
I mean, yeah, but that's not what we promoting here on Schoolboy Radio.
That's why I said if that's what you're into. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I wouldn't even mention that. You know, I like Jim Jones, but that's not that underground shit. You know what I'm saying?
That swag rap.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's Harlem, man. Harlem, that's what Harlem do. You know? That's what Harlem do. Harlem always been about the flashiness and the bottles popping and, you know what I'm saying? But here on Schoolboy Radio, we like to show love to that underground sound. You know what I'm saying? That boom bap sound, that gritty New York, that gritty California, that gritty, you know, down south music. You know, if it got that sound to it, we gonna play it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
No disrespect.
We also gotta
no disrespect.
Also,
no disrespect to Bird Gang. No disrespect to Jim Jones. But, you know, I want to listen to some UFO Thieve. I want to listen to some, you know what I'm saying? I want to listen to some Nems. I want to listen to some Mayhem Lorenz. I want to listen to some DJ Muggs. And you know what I'm saying? Ill Bill and Poet and the Megas and the Nas, you know what I'm saying? The Mob.
Sure. G-Rap.
The Big Twin, like, yes, G-Rap, of course, you know, the Canes, you know what I'm saying? The Slick Ricks, the, you know what I mean?
Especially when they're doing it at a high caliber. They're still doing it at a high caliber fashion.
For real, you know, and World Flux just dropped the album too, you know, with Sean Price. Got a lot of cuts on there, you know. Shout out to Rim the Villain. Shout out to Spit Gems. Shout out to FU. Shout out to the Snow Goons. Shout out to Onyx. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, so much
people can't complain that, you know, rap is dying, because, you know, it's still, it's just underground, my man. It's just still underground.
Nah, rap ain't dying. If people are paying attention, rap is at an all-time high again, especially the OGs in the game. They selling out shows. They selling out arenas. They letting people know what hip-hop's supposed to sound like. Stage
Hell
presence,
yeah.
all that good stuff, you know? Shout out, you know, Cocaine, that whole Buddy Boy movement. You know, all the OGs, man, when they drop, it's just music to my ears, man. It just makes me feel good.
Yeah, I also want to send a shout out to Spice One, too, because he made a post. Talk about, I think the source posted with the source posted. It said why older rappers are selling out tours while younger rappers struggle. And it just goes by what we're saying. They dominate the stage. They sell out tours. They know how to command. They know how to rock a show.
Man, they know how to put a song together. You got to remember, I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to tell you this from my point of view. And this is my opinion. But the OGs don't sound the same. When you listen to Coogee rap, you listen to Coogee rap. When you listen to Poet, you listen to Poet. When you listen to DJ Premier make a beat, you listen to DJ Premier make a beat. All these new artists sound similar. You might get them confused with each other. The only artist that's out there that you can't get them confused when listening to them is J. Cole. It's Kendrick Lamar. And I'm speaking on new artists. Not saying that J. Cole is that new of an artist, but he's new enough. When you hear all these other people making music, they all sound the same. Same kick, same right. Snare. Same high pitch beat, same auto tune on everybody's voice. Like, don't nobody want to hear that bullshit no more, man. Nobody want to hear that shit no more. People want to hear content. Shout out Terminology. Shout out Paul Wall.
Feel good music. That project is fire. That, because that's actually feel good music, and people want to hear mature content.
It's hip-hop.
Especially when it's
hip-hop.
Mm-hmm.
It's hip-hop at the end of the day. You know? People want to hear hip-hop. Don't get me wrong. People want to hear that, too. But that's the young generation that want to hear that. But even the young generation want to hear the OGs spit that real shit. You know what I'm saying?
And you know what's dope, too? And you know what's dope, too? Because, you know, me and you, we both go to shows. And it's dope when you see 15 and 16-year-old kids going out there reciting rhymes to the legend.
I mean, that's just because their parents, you know, their parents been bumping that shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got a good house. That's like us when we was growing up. That's why we could listen to the oldies, because that's what was being played. And we could respect it. You know what I'm saying? The Marvin Gaye's, you know, the Al Green's. You know, we could sit here and still listen to that music. Because we was raised on good music. And when it comes to hip-hop, we grew up with hip-hop. We grew up with the good music of hip-hop. Not what the corporations want hip-hop to sound like. You know, we grew up with the Chuck D's. We grew up with the Melly Mel's and the Eminem's and the Dre's and the Rakim's and the Biggie's and the Pac's and the J's and the Nas and the Poets and the Ghostface and the Raekwon's and the whole Wu-Tang, the whole Boot Camp, you know?
Right.
The whole dip set. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just grew up with that good music, that Showbiz and AG, that Big L shit, that DITC shit, you know? The cellar dwellers. That good hip hop. The Craig G's, the Juice Crews, you know? The BDPs, the KRS-1s.
Fact.
Especially we grew up in the era of the DJ, where the DJs were the number one A&Rs to all the hip hop. Your MOPs, your Freddie Foxes, you know, you had your Crews, you had your Doo-Wops, you had your Ron G's, you had your Buddha Barbers, you had, you know, the list goes on, but these were people that was playing hip hop when people weren't buying albums.
Mm-hmm.
But you go get a mixtape and you got all that on there. The blending, mm-hmm. everything, the DJ Hot Days, the Chubby Chubs, the Kid Capris. These people was giving us the music when the radio wasn't giving us the music.
And those mix shows too.
You know, mix shows came later, but before the mix shows, this what it was. I mean, you know, Mr. Magic, you know, Future Flavors, DJ Red Alert, you know, Ed Lover and Dr. Dre, Funk Flex at a time. But these days, think about it. A mixtape is not a mixtape these days. A mixtape is an artist making a tape and calling it a mixtape. I mean, the last real mixtape I heard was by DJ Doo-Wop and Ito. And that was their collaboration project, but it felt good.
I think I seen that change around when Kluger started to blow up, because that's when it started becoming about exclusive.
Nah, really, you know, I want to say Cormega, you know, Cormega changed the game, because Cormega started doing the mixtapes with J Love. Man, shout out J Love.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So then 50 Cent started dropping mixtapes. You know, him rapping over everybody beat. You know what I'm saying? Then everybody just start trying to follow the trend, and just one rapper rapping over different beats, calling it a mixtape. But, you know, a real mixtape is when a DJ is breaking new records and blending them. Taking an old school song, mixing it with a new school beat, you know? That's a mixtape. Got Patti LaBelle under some 45 King beat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those blend tapes used to be a staple, man, of what creativity was. You know what I mean? Because
yeah,
it showed that creativity.
For real. So today, nowadays, you got just rappers making mixtapes and calling it a mixtape, and there's no DJ on it. There's no DJ doing the blends, nothing. It's just them recording songs and calling it a mixtape. I don't know if you know that my mixtapes, when I put a mixtape out, I kind of make sure that there's a DJ involved with it. You know, my man for the Hood, you know, my first edition of that was something like that. It was, you know, me and a couple of my peoples, and we just rhyming over different beats, but we always had a DJ. And then as I developed with it, I started bringing other people onto the project and putting their music on and having the DJ cut it up and blend it together with everything else, making it a mixtape.
And it stands out in the test of time. I could tell that you guys keeping that strict
regional New York sound. It's not like you're trying to appeal to different demographics. Now, if people come out there and submit y'all music to different
man,
places,
look, when,
that's
when
cool.
You listen, nah, when you listen to my mixtapes, I'm going all around the states. You know, Jay Stone
okay.
been on my album, on my mixtape. Jay Stone from All Money In, you know, Marathon Music, you know. I'm always, mm-hmm. you know, your Planet Aces, your Evidence, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just look to have that raw sound. And
right.
and you're going to find that raw sound everywhere. Because every, you know, between L.A. and New York, you know, we really hold down hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to just say New York because, you know, we got the tri-state. You know what I'm saying? So between the tri-state and L.A. and all of L.A., I'm not just saying L.A. County, you know, because, you know, you got artists from different areas that still give you hip-hop. Your Yuck Mouth, your Planet Asia, you know what I'm saying? Your Mitchie Slick, your TF. You know, your mugs, you know what I'm saying, to give you that whole L.A. vibe. Big Twin back is in L.A. now, so, you know, your Alchemist, you know what I'm saying? Like, hip-hop is east to west, man. Everything in between is that trap shit. And don't get me wrong, some of that trap shit be all right. I fuck with
yeah.
some of it. You know, I fuck with some of it, but for the most part, New York and L.A., East Coast, West Coast, we the ones that keep that hip-hop alive.
Right.
We don't try, you know, we try to keep it to the culture. Now you think about it.
Dropping some ledge
you know?
Right here. Dropping the ledge right here.
You know, upstate New York, they got the sound right now. You got people in New York City trying to make that upstate sound. Because I don't want to say that sound is just Griselda sound. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole upstate sound. From your Ethos to your Spesh. You know what I'm saying?
Rock Marcy.
Nah, man, Rock Marcy from here in New York, in New York City, from Hempstead. He ain't from upstate New York. I'm talking about upstate artists making that sound.
Okay, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? Rock Marcy, a legend. Rock Marcy from Hempstead. Rock Marcy been doing this shit since Marsburg album. And he's been rhyming over his own production ever since.
And getting his work appreciated now, because I'm thinking, from what I've seen, he's doing some type of deal with Jay-Z and Roc Nation. So he's getting his appreciation.
Shout out Bly. My man Bly. You know, I met him a couple times. You know, he was behind... He was behind Man Bites Dog at the time. Now he works for Roc Nation. He was just on tour with Roc Marcy, so that could be the bridge that's bringing Marcy to Roc Nation. And he deserves it. Because I've been to Roc Marcy events, and he packed out. He packed the whole show out. They coming to see Rock Marcy, Knowledge the Pirate, Mayhem Loren, Action Bronson, you know, AG the Coroner. The city coming out for them. That's a fact. Busta Rhymes coming out for Rock Marcy.
That's what it is, man. And that's giving,
you know, for
some, I love seeing guys like that getting appreciated.
For some that don't know, Rock Marcy was part of Flip Mode. They just went off and did its own thing.
Yep, and then and what was impressive was didn't wait. He could have been like throwing the towel because you know when you get dropped from a or you just leave from an elite crew, a lot of people just throw in the towel and be like, man, we ain't gonna do it no more. But he kept it pushing, he branded himself and thrusted and waved. So I still
no, he just
one.
Made his he just did his own thing.
Yeah.
You know, just like Mega. You know what I'm saying? They had their cult following. I remember Mott Rock Monsi released the album and it was $100 for the album.
You can't bought it. That's when you know you got a follow.
And the people bought it, of course. The people bought it. But yo, let's get back to the music. I know we got some shit. I think it's time. Yeah, it's time.
Yeah.
I know,
we had a dope bill tonight.
I know we got some things from 45 King, and we wanna play the rest of the show out and represent real hip hop.
Yes, sir. We got it, and you know, we wanna thank everybody for tuning in. 151. Big shout out to Black Poet out there overseas. About to smash the stage. We representing for you.
For sure. Who had my brother?
Yeah.
I get it,
man.
In.
That's right. But yeah, we about to be out. Catch us next same school time, same school channel next Saturday night.
Who had?
This is the Screwball Radio Throwback Pick of the Week.
I saw these fools try to get around, trying to let me down and all that. But I got an easier way to let them drown. With these guns of Navarro round, I shall treat them like Al Capone. Take them to the zones of bone. Like that. Stepping on the deadly sword against the killer on your own. We shoot them like Al Capone with guns half Navarro. Some try to reach around and try to let me down. A quicker way to make them zone. A step up in a deadly zone. Bad man, them boy won't clone. Tell them it's gone down before showdown. Them should have known and scared them rocking out. Big guns popping out. Niggas get found out.
They try to knock me down, bury me under. Big pipe sounding like thunder. Skated by the skin of my teeth. I had to put a man in his place last week. Now why you wanna come at me? I'm the wrong nigga to approach like that, Holmes. Wrong nigga for threats, lone nigga with long chrome. Where we could dance till one of us drop. You score a point falling with good formation. I'm the wrong nigga for patience, wrong one is done. The very last nigga you should ever blast your gun to the floor, acting like you going to war. Now you fucked up, become a real rocket launcher. Flamethrower, rule with an iron rod. That be the Ruger, y'all niggas keep trying hard. But who the loser when you can't walk your hood at night? And you can't come outside without fear. Am I in your thoughts often? Why you be walking? Foot soldier catch you at the store's corner. Keep me on your mind and don't slumber. Man, a minute to slip a doze. That's your ass, ass.
Bad man, that boy won't go. Tell him it's gone down before so down. Well, them should have known and scared them rocking out. Sick and popping out. Niggas get found out. High fitness it, keep your mother fucking out. You neck will pronounce when these guns announce. Guns of them get by the gram. On the young, some of them get a good account. But this was a large amount. This is where the roads and it is a roundabout. Making it for me a proud. Smart deep and on them out. Bad man, them boy wants out. Tell them I scare them, how we are told. Well, stepping on the deadly zone. Can't see killer on your own. Shoot them at Al Capone. They can't back around. So try to reach around. And try to let you down. And we can wait to let them zone. And step up in the deadly zone. Bad man, them boy wants out. Tell them I gone down before so down. Well, one bag of talking that is not appropriate. Step up on your turf and we pull your blood in Soviet. Them a no see it, remind them, tell them don't forget. Share them with your business, not a shit we don't say. One of the things to tell it, where they heard it feeling to say. Blast on them from right to left, mob leave a bag them neck. Before the sun is set, couldn't live all of them disrespect. Well, stepping on the lily's own against the killer on your own. We shoot them like Al Capone, we can't stop them around.
try to reach alone. I try to let me down and pick a way to make them zone. I step up on the desert zone. I tell them boy walk zone. Tell them my gun down before so
like don't. Hey, yo, cop that shit. Pop that shit, we gone. Let them know how real this is. MOBBDEEB with Bounty Killer. No other gun runners keep it real like this. From QUEES, my born borough, to the day of my death. Whether it's shit I've been in, running down the block, spraying shots with the blending. Listen, we all been through action. You know the last man blasting, the last man standing. Pack shit longer than Van Wick. Neither the Jakes or the Snakes don't stop it. You know them all letting off rockets. Gun runners spit like lungies. Dummies, still nothing pop but the shell. These ain't words from hell, these are slugs, something you feel. A gun runner, nigga, for real.
Yo, hit my gap blow, make a spin out, crack the action with that brand new six that you couldn't seem to whip. Empty the clip, make sure no friendly get hit while you laying bloodied up in the six. Lead a front line, dismantle gats and bounce to watch the 12 o'clock news to hear them shout you out. Plug leaks, slip rub right from under your feet. We running the streets, you don't want no problem with us. Every day is like 4th of July to us. Henny in my cup, aside to get you fine in my clutch. Interfere with the plan and you will get touched. Let the liquor talk for you and you will get touched. Full fledged like rye, let them know the ledge. Why you slipping off the edge, you shorty's giving me head. Cocking them legs like guns when I'm cocking the spray. Popping your way, sending shit to hot your way.
Stepping on the deadly zone against the killer on your own. You shoot them like Al Capone with guns half time around. Some try to reach around and try to let me down. And we so here to make them zone. I step up in the deadly zone. I send them boy one close. Tell them it's gone down before so down. Stepping on the deadly zone against the killer on your own. You shoot them like Al Capone with guns half time around. Some try to reach around and try to let me down. And we so here to make them zone. I step up in the deadly zone. I send them boy one close. Tell them it's gone down before so down.
Take the bass line out. Uh-huh. Here we go.
Bounce.
Yeah. Let it bump. From standing on the corners popping to driving some of the hottest cars New York has ever seen. For dropping some of the hottest verses rappers ever heard. From the dope spot with the smoke block singing the murder scene. You know me well from nightmares of a lonely cell. My only hell, but since when y'all niggas know me to fail. Fuck nah, we all my niggas with the rubber grit. Bust shots, and if you with me, mama, rubber your tits. And whatnot, I'm from the school of the hard knocks. We must not let outsiders violate our block. And my plot is sick of the world and split it 50-50. Uh-huh, let's take the dough and stay real jiggy. Uh-huh, let's sip the Chris and get pissy pissy. Flow infinitely like the memory of my nigga Biggie. Baby, you know it's hell when I come through. The life and times of Sean Carter, nigga, volume 2. Y'all niggas get ready. Niggas locked down in a 10x4, controlling the house. We live in hard knocks. We don't take over, we bar blocks. Burn them down and you can have it back, daddy. All I'd rather that. I float for chicks wishing. They ain't have to strip to pay tuition. I see your vision, mama. I put my money on the long shots. All my ballers that's born the clock. No woman be on top, whether I perform or not. I went from lukewarm to hot. Sleeping on futons and cots. The king size, green machines, the green fives, the scene pies. Let the thing between my eyes analyze life's ills. Then I put it down tight grill. I'm tight grill with the phony rappers. Y'all might feel we homies. I'm like still, y'all don't know me. Shit, I'm tight grill. When my situation ain't improving, I'm trying to murder everything moving. Feel me? How to sleep, I gotta eat, stay on my toes. Got a lot of beef, so logically, I pray on my foes. Hustle's still inside of me, and as far as progress, you be hard-pressed to find another rapper hot as me. I gave you prophecy on my first joint, and y'all all lamed out. Didn't really appreciate it till the second one came out. So I stretched the game out, extra name out, put Jigger on top, and drop albums non-stop for ya, nigga.
Call all alright, my fans? This will be the last package I ever send your ass. Been 6 months and still no word. I don't deserve it. I know you got my last two letters. I wrote the addresses on them perfect. So this is my cassette I'm sending you. I hope you hear it. I'm in a car right now. I'm doing 90 on the freeway. Hey Slim, I drink a fifth of vodka. You dare me to drive? You know the song by Bill Collins in the air of the night about that guy who could have saved that other guy from drowning but didn't? Then Bill saw it all, then at a show he found him? That's kind of how this is. You could have rescued me from drowning. Now it's too late. I'm on 1,000 downers now. I'm drowsy. And all I wanted was a lousy letter of a call. I hope you know I ripped all of your pictures off the wall. I love you, Slim. We could have been together. Think about it. You ruined it now. I hope you can't sleep and you dream about it. And when you dream, I hope you can't sleep and you scream about it. I hope your conscience eats you when you can't breathe without me. See, Slim, shut up, bitch. I'm trying to talk. Hey, Slim, that's my girlfriend screaming in the trunk. But I didn't slit her throat. I just tied her up. See, I ain't like you. Cause if she suffocates, she'll suffer more. And then she'll die, too. Well, gotta go. I'm almost at the bridge now. Oh, shit, I forgot. How am I supposed to send this shit out?
Pregnant now, how far along is she? Look, I'm really flattered you would call your daughter that. And here's an autograph for your brother. I wrote it on the starter cap. I'm sorry I didn't see you with the show. I must have missed you. Don't think I did that shit intentionally, just to diss you. But what's the shit you said about you like to cut your wrist too? I say that shit just clowning, dog. Come on, how fucked your bitch you? You got some issues, Dan. I think you need some counseling to help your ass from bouncing off the walls when you get down some. And what's the shit about us meant to be together? That type of shit'll make me not want us to meet each other. I really think you and your girlfriend need each other. But maybe you just need to treat her better. I hope you get to read this letter. I just hope it reaches you in time before you hurt yourself. I think that you'll be doing just fine if you relax a little. I'm glad I inspire you, but then, why are you so mad? Try to understand that I do want you as a fan. I just don't want you to do some crazy shit. I seen this one shit on the news a couple weeks ago that made me sick. Some dude was drunk and drove his car over a bridge and had his girlfriend in the trunk. And she was pregnant with his kid. And in the car they found a safe, but they didn't say who it was to. Come to think about it, his name was, it was you.